Hello and welcome to the Ordinary Church Podcast. This is a podcast about the church and for the church. I'm Connor. I'm joined by Mike, and we're excited to be with you today. It's approaching mid-January, but we are going to take the opportunity on the podcast today to talk about five keys to a happy new year. So hopefully you're already feeling like you've had a happy new year, but there's a lot of the year left to unravel in front of us. So Mike, five keys to a happy new year. We're going to bounce it back and forth, starting with you. So why don't you get us on base and lead off with the first key to a happy new year.
All right. Well, welcome everybody and happy new year. Okay. 2025 is here. Yes. The first thing, and again, if you don't think I'm going here, you know, think again. And if you're disappointed with this one, we need to talk offline, okay? This right here is going to be, this has to be first and foremost in your heart and in your life, okay? The first key to a happy new year, okay? Jesus first. There it is.
Jesus first.
Okay, and I'm gonna take us to Colossians 1, all right? Because Colossians 1:18 talks about this. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be, and here's the word, preeminent. Preeminent. Connor, what do you think of when you hear the word preeminent?
I think of better than everything else.
Yeah.
I think of above everything else.
Better, above, kind of like the writer of Hebrews, you know, we've been going through Hebrews with Men of the Word and at our men's retreat this year. The idea that he is greater, better, stronger,
right,
far above all. Right. You know, and even the writer of Hebrews brings that out in Hebrews 1 and then continues, you know what, all the way through. So, yeah I think the first thing, first things first, right? Always keep Jesus central in your heart and life. And when we say preeminent, we mean first place, okay? So that's why I say Jesus first. First place, it literally, that word means to have first place or to have the chief position.
Yeah.
So Jesus first.
Yeah.
And let me just put a little feet to that, okay?
Yeah, please.
If you're going to say Jesus first, what does that mean? Well, you're going to consult Jesus first. What does that mean? Pray about everything, okay? Pray without ceasing and all of that. I think keep Jesus front of mind. Kind of have Jesus, you know how it says in the Old Testament, set a guard over my lips that I would not sin against you, Lord. Like, be thinking like that. Like, Jesus, like, go before me. You know, there's just, isn't there a song like that? Something like that. Jesus, go before me and all that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like something like, you know, like a football player wears a helmet. They got a face mask.
I do know.
You know, Jesus. That's be
oh,
your face what? Mask.
Oh, the face mask.
I don't know.
In front of you.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you got to be careful because you can look right past the face mask and not see it. So.
Well, there you go. Don't, you know,
everything
be aware. The lens. Okay, yeah. Glasses. I'm wearing glasses right now.
That's good.
The lens of Christ.
That's
yes.
good. Okay. Yeah. Can I mention one thing before we move on?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, just in terms of kind of taking an opportunity with the new year to do a heart check. We can talk a lot about Jesus, or not talk a lot about Jesus, but you know, at least claim to be followers of him, and find that we've like drifted more than we know. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And you, I mean, Emily and I just in the last few weeks kind of asked each other, okay, how real is the gospel to you? How much joy are you drawing from knowing Christ? And, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, our answers weren't amazing. We were realizing, okay, we need to kind of go back to basics. So,
yeah,
Jesus first. Okay, well, here's the second key to a happy new year. People second.
Okay.
People second. Jesus first, and the second is people second. Yesterday in our Bible reading, we were reading Matthew 7, and it was just good to hear again. Matthew 7:12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
Yeah.
So law and the prophets, that's a pretty big chunk. You know, that's Jesus's way of, in shorthand, referring to all of the Old Testament revelation.
Yeah.
Law and the prophets.
Yeah.
And he's saying you can read all of those books, and what it comes down to in terms of what God wants from you is that you would do to others like you wish they'd do to you. So I just say, you know, I think going into this year, I'm sure there's lots of things on all of our minds, goals for life, education, career, you know, family, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that a dominant, you know, priority right after just saying my life belongs to Christ, I want to know Jesus, I want to follow him, is I want to love people.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, loving people is our expression of devotion to Christ, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That love, you know, binds everything together in perfect harmony, right? All the other pursuits that we have, loving people really has to be in the middle of all that. So,
100%. I love that. It reminds me of Matthew 9:36, when Jesus sees the multitudes, right? And they're harassed and they're downcast like sheep without a shepherd. And it says that he felt compassion for them. Like, he had compassion for them. And the very next thing he does is calls the 12 and gives them authority to go out and do people ministry.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. All right. So number one, Jesus first. Number two, people.
Yep.
Number three. Ready for number three?
Yep.
Okay. Word first, last, and always.
I like okay? it. Yep.
The word of God, first, last, and always. I'm thinking of 2 Timothy 2:15 here. Study to show yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing, rightly handling the word of God. So the idea of study to show something, you're studying the word, you're in the word, you go to it first in the day. First thing your eyes should see when you wake up, go over to your Bible, open it up and read it, or go to your device, get to your plan, turn it on. Okay, that's what I was able to do this morning by the grace of God. So windy last night, and I get up and I'm like, feel like I'd been up half the night because I'm hearing wind the whole night. Uh-huh. And when the alarm finally goes off, I'm like kind of dozing. I'm like, ah, there it is. And I go get my Bible and I go to my Bible reading plan and I put my ear, I put my,
AirPods?
Yeah.
Earbuds?
Well, they're Beats, you know, but they're like earbuds, but they're like Beats ones I got for free.
There you go.
With my new phone 2 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And I love them dearly. They're amazing. I use them on airplanes and I use them in the morning. That's when I use them. Sometimes on hikes. And the thing is, I put those in so I won't wake up my wife, and I listen to my Bible. I'm in Genesis right now because I started reading the Bible again all the way through. And
yeah.
I'm in Genesis 38 and 39 this morning. And it was about Joseph and all that kind of stuff. It was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the word first, but also the word last. Like, I want the last thing that I see or think about be the word when I go to bed. So I try to practice that, but then I'm saying always too. But you study to show yourself approved to God. Like, the God wants that. And you're rightly dividing the word of truth. You're not twisting it to your own destruction. You're rightly you're handling it accurately. So you're not just taking the Bible in, but you're actually thinking it through and doing the right kind of study so that you get authorial intent and you actually get the accurate word, not the twisted word.
Yeah.
So there you go. So number one, Jesus first. Number two, people. Number three, the word first, last, and always. And Connor, number four.
Number four, fourth key to a happy new year, prayer saturating everything. Prayer saturating everything. I got to go there, Mike. So yeah, the word first, last, and always. And then just right there with it, you know, prayer, kind of the, along with the community of the church, the pillars of what it means to be a Christian. So yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's so much to say. You could also just almost leave it at that. But, you know, if we're not praying, what are we doing?
You're playing. Know? If you're not praying, you're playing.
There you go. You heard it here first. I'm sure that's not true, actually. I'm sure it's been said. But if you're not praying, you're playing. I think, Mike, I'd be thinking, you know, or I'm thinking for myself in this coming year, I want to prioritize times where I'm, you know, with the Lord, and it's more of a, you know, a space to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that, hopefully more of just that kind of, you know, cadence of life where I'm with him during the day. You have that line, you know, that you always say, everything you do, carrying on a secret conversation internally with the Lord or something like that.
Yeah.
I botched it, but
I was quoting somebody else.
Yeah.
That's right.
So just, I think just
Thomas Kelly. Thomas Kelly, Testament of Devotion. He basically said, walk and talk. And again, this is what I have remembered in my brain.
Right.
Walk and talk and work and play and laugh with your friends and all that, but all the while carry on this secret conversation with the Lord behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sure you made it better.
I don't know.
Yeah, you improved on this original. No, that's good. I think, what is there to say? You know, that
what
I think
there to say?
I think, maybe you could just say, you know, that in our pride, prayer is often one of the first things to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to be able to feel like we're accomplishing something, and prayer often doesn't feel like we're accomplishing anything. We're just, we're pausing to pray. And it's also something that's internal and kind of hidden. You know, there's other aspects of our life that definitely look more impressive, you know, give more street credit. But prayer is obviously foundational to everything.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, we're doing Hebrews also in high school right now, and we keep coming back to that that phrase in chapter 10, let us draw near with hearts full of assurance of faith, you know, let us draw near through Christ. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking about this year, drawing near through faith in Christ.
Awesome.
To walk with God. Yeah. Fifth key, Mike. We have number one, Jesus first, number two, people second, number three, word first, last, and always, four, prayer saturating everything, and now a fifth key.
Can we get a drum roll, please?
Drum roll. There it is.
So let me go back to four really quick.
Oh, no. Okay.
So no, I love what you were saying about prayer saturating everything, of course. And we talked about the cadence. You said something about a cadence of prayer, like a cadence of life. But I wanted to say something quickly because I you know, this happened yesterday. So I pray through, there's no secret, I pray through the church prayer. I had the office come up with six prayer lists, okay, Tuesday through Sunday, all right? I don't have one on Monday. And I basically, the whole congregation is split up on those days. So there's probably 125 to 150 people on each one of my prayer lists, each day of the six. So, you know, that's a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
That's over 600 people that I have an opportunity to pray for. Now, here's the thing. I go through it, try to go through it every day. Usually it's around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what's on my calendar. And then I'll text men in the church and I'll say, hey, I'm praying for you. Okay. And sometimes I'll text women, my wife and I'll text women in the church, maybe that are, you know, people that we want to reach out to. But I don't make it a point to reach out to all the women. I usually just reach out to the guys, anyone who's over 18. Okay.
Yeah.
So that said, we've had holidays for the last 2 weeks. And I was saying to Ange last night, I said, my wife, Angela, I said, hey, isn't it weird? I go, we're sitting there and the fireplace is on and a couple of the kids are sitting there. And I'm like, you know, the last two Tuesday nights were holidays. It's kind of weird to think because it feels like so long ago. But I'm like, two Tuesday nights ago was Christmas Eve. Last Tuesday night was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And now it's the 7th. And it kind of struck me kind of weird because I was thinking, it feels like that the holiday was a long time ago and it was only a week ago, right? I don't know how you feel about that, but
especially Christmas Eve, that was only 2 weeks ago.
Or
Christmas was 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah.
As we're recording this.
So here's the thing. So then a week ago today was New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Right? Today is is the 8th. Okay. But here's the thing. So I had gotten out of my cadence of praying through the prayer list those 2 weeks. I did a few days here or there.
Mm-hmm.
But so yesterday I'm in my Tuesday prayer list and I realized I haven't got hold of any of these folks for a little while.
Oh yeah.
Well, I went back and it looked like it was like the 20th of December that I probably was the last time I had done that, which wouldn't that would be almost, I don't know what it was, but I was probably catching up or whatever. Anyway, just to remember to pray because it's not an automatic thing.
Right.
So even if we say that's we're doing good. It, yeah. We have to make sure we remember to do it. So that's
good.
All.
Yeah. No, that's good. Remember to pray.
Yeah.
I like that.
So prayer saturating everything. I love it. Number five. Let's do number five. Last one. You ready?
Yeah.
Gospel mission. Gospel mission. So Matthew 28, 18 to 20. You know, I don't think you can overuse Bible verses, but I do believe that they can become maybe so much part of the vernacular that we kind of forget what they actually say. So let me just remind you, Matthew 28, well, to the run-up here on verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. So the dependent obedience to Jesus here, right? And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. So he's risen from the dead, and there's still some doubting. The thing you got to remember is Matthew 28:15, lies were being told about the truth.
Mm.
So they took the money and did as they were directed, and this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. What? It says, they gave money to the soldiers and said, tell the people his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. Okay? And if the governor hears about it, we'll satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So this story has been spread about the Jews to this day, to the day at least that it was written, but also people are still thinking this, that Jesus really didn't rise from the dead.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the whole crux of the matter, the cross and the resurrection. So this dependent obedience to the 11 disciples, sans Judas Iscariot, right, went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them, told them exactly where to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And most of us would be like, oh, that was Thomas. Okay, that was Thomas. Okay,
yeah.
Right? Because in the other accounts, Thomas was the one who was doubting.
You know, that's funny. I've always thought that there were maybe more people around than just the 11. But as I'm reading it, it kind of looks like it's just the 11.
So there you go. I don't know. Okay. Then Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then what we know of as the Great Commission, okay, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, all right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So a Trinitarian baptism, all right? Mm-hmm. So they become believers. Mm-hmm. They get baptized. Then verse 20, teach them to observe all that I commanded you, right? And then it says, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So while you are doing these things, I am with you, okay? And the mark of discipleship is obedience. We're supposed to observe and obey. You saw the multiplication happen in Acts chapter 2. You know, here's Jesus, the risen Lord, Jesus with all authority. So we need to obey him if he has all authority. And he says, go and make disciples of all the nations. And when you do that, baptize them and teach them. And remember that he's the present Lord. We need to rest in him. We need to hope in him. So it's interesting. It's interesting. So many unbelievers are refusing Jesus without checking the facts. Okay? Believe in lies.
Yeah.
We're to go out with the truth. We are to go out. So I think five keys to a happy new year. One, Jesus first. Two, people. Three, the word first, last, and always. Four, prayer saturating everything. And five, gospel mission. Because there's really nothing else for you and me to do primarily but go and make disciples.
Right.
That's what Jesus said. And he said it, and he said to do it until he comes again. You go to the first chapter of the book of Acts. He basically tells them, he goes, look, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the ends of the earth, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Like they're going, hey, Jesus, is now the time you're going to, you know, wrap everything up and bring in the kingdom? And he's like, whoa, all the times and seasons the Father is fixed by his own authority. There it is. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. He's talking about the day of Pentecost, and you will be my witnesses. So gospel mission, okay? Go make disciples. Be Jesus' witness, okay? You'll have a happy new year that way as people persecute you for doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any thoughts about, I'm just thinking like our church, the people that we know here, any I don't know, where's your head at in terms of practical encouragements to be living, you know, on mission, being about the gospel in 2025? Where is your head drifting? Any thoughts?
Yeah, my eyes up. First of all, eyes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Eyes are down at phones too often.
Huh.
Okay. Eyes up.
Yeah.
And if your eyes are up, you're going to see people. Okay. You're going to see people.
Yeah.
Who you want to reach with? I'm going to bring all five things in here. Okay. You're going to see people who you need to reach for Jesus with the Word of God. You should be praying like, Lord, help me and do the work that you intend to do. And then go out on that gospel mission. Yeah. So I'd say eyes up, you know, eyes up, ears open, and feet and hands ready.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's it. That's awesome. Super practical.
Like you're going to be in the dentist office in a room, and you're going to want to sit down. You're in a bad mood. I'm just thinking autobiographically here.
Right.
Go to a dentist office. You're in a bad mood. You're kind of in a foul mood, and you sit there and you just want to pick up a magazine or look at your phone.
Yeah.
And you see someone across the room, and you don't want to talk to them. And you judge them instantly. You look at them and you think, loser or poser or whatever, you know? What's that?
I said they have worse teeth than me.
There you go. Kidding. No, or whatever it is. You're at the supermarket and you're in line and there's a long line and you're sovereign in your own mind and you want it to go faster. And God has it going slower and there's a reason. And maybe it's because you need to say hello to the person next to you. I don't know. Or maybe it's just that you're in your front yard and you pull up in your car and you're about to park and you just want to go inside the house and hibernate. And your neighbor that kind of bugs you is out in their front yard. And maybe you need to go over there. I'm talking about my own comfort levels here and going, this is the stuff that if I'm going to be on gospel mission, I gotta shake the rust loose on this stuff.
Yeah. It's great. I don't have anything to add. Yeah. Do you have anything else to add before we start to close this one up?
No, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, I'm good too.
Thanks for doing this. I think if we could go with these five keys to a happy new year, we will have a happy new year.
I like it. Yeah, I think it's a good picture. In Jesus. We will have a happy new year. Yeah. In Jesus. Hopefully a whole, happy whole year. Yeah.
A whole year.
In Jesus. Yeah.
Life. Awesome. Happy life.
Yeah. Hey, we don't always do this, but would you pray for us to close the podcast today?
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are first and foremost. You are preeminent. You are in first place. You are the chief. You are better. You are higher. You are stronger. You are greater. And thank you, Lord, that you are a God of compassion and mercy. And I pray, Lord, that you would lead us to involve ourselves in people ministry, that we are seeing people compassionately and we would have a tender heart. Break our stony hearts, Lord. And the word, may the word just be on our minds, in our hearts, in our ears, with our eyes, that we would see it and digest it, and it would be the first and last things we see every day, and all in the middle, that we would be studying the word to be approved by you, that we would be meditating on it, that we would be praying, Lord, that we would be that would just saturate our life, that we wouldn't just play around in life, but that we would truly pray and be on your gospel mission, that we would literally know, you know, you're the sovereign Lord, you're the one that we should be, you know, about. And I pray that whatever realm of life we're in, student, parent, spouse, worker, citizen, whatever it is, team member, whatever it is, employee, that we would be about your mission, and that we would remember that it would be front of our minds more and more every day. And I pray that that would be true of us, and that it would please you and glorify you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Everyone listening, we love you, and we'll talk to you next week on the podcast. God bless you and have a great day.